All right, up next, we've got Galashi doing Blue.
Do you have a little time? Begin with the sky as the sun is setting, blue with the night behind. I'm sure you've seen it a thousand times. Like Heinrich's flower, the infinite glowing serenity, quiet and deep. Embracing in total,
now the song starts out nice and slow. It's, you know, unobtrusive G and G, and then it just stops. And after a pause, it restarts as a different G and G song at a different tempo. And we all know that switching tempos within a song is a terrible mistake, and should never, ever, ever happen. So if you're doing that, then you're doing something wrong. Just remember that, no matter what.
Can we kill Ryan now?
Then, anyhow, after a while, it sort of evolves a couple of more times into different sounding bits just before ending. And I don't know, the song just sort of really wasn't my thing. You know, the pause doesn't work for me. The whole thing is a little hippy-dippy for my tastes, and I can't really take it seriously. I just don't buy into it. You know, the singing is fine. It's a nice voice, but the song isn't for me.
I guess maybe it's suffering from its sequence a little bit here, too, because the song we just talked about also had a similar phrase. Blue, it starts the same way. Blue. Am I blue? After this same image has just been kind of... put forward as a cliche by the prior song, then Galashi is kind of leaning into it. But is he or isn't he? It's kind of confusing for me because it seems like the song is trying to evoke this vibe of like a very calming, positive, liminal sunset blue, which is, again, like kind of not aware that blue means sad. It doesn't mean calm. So I don't know, like you have to address that somehow. Mm-hmm. But then also, I guess I just didn't have enough to understand that some of the symbology in the lyrics worked for that. Like I did not associate blue of his dorm room light, which is basically the first image we get, as like this wonderful calming thing. I in my mind, that was like fluorescent lights over me as I'm like stressed to finish homework. And I honestly thought because of the common association of what blue means and what I honestly interpreted as like a negative kind of light, I was just kind of thrown for a loop when I realized this was actually meant to be calming.
It actually gets back to a much older symbol for blue, which is the, you know, the romanticism movement, you know, where it stands for desire, love, and sort of the striving for the infinite and unreachable. There's a German word for the blue flower. It's a B-L-A-U-B-L-U-M-E. Oh,
that's what it gets mentioned in the song, actually. Is it Heinrich's flower?
Yeah, Heinrich's flower. So Heinrich refers to Heinrich von Offerdingen, which is an unfinished novel by a guy named Norvallis. Heinrich was a boy who had a haunted vision or a dream of a blue flower. And he had like an unspeakable longing that was associated with this dream. And it became associated with the Romantics. Spoiler alert, my favorite song of the fight by a fair margin. It's because like there are certain G&G songwriters that really, really resonate with me. This is a song like in my mind in the style of Nick Drake or Elliott Smith. His voice, I think, is just absolutely beautiful. The falsetto is incredibly well done. I think the melody is great. The way that when the tempo changes, it also shifts from a minor key to a major key. It just sounds absolutely fantastic. I actually got chills while listening to the song. When I first heard it, I had to stop what I was doing and then like immediately go to my music player and find out who this was and what song this was. As it got to that tempo change and then that second half of the song, it really, really spoke to me. And I was like, I have to know what this is. I think this is an absolutely amazing song. Like the line, like Heinrich's flower, the infinite glowing, serenity, quiet and deep, embracing and total, you and I floating as we are slowly falling asleep. I don't know. I think the lyrics are fantastic. I had to know what Heinrich's flower was because it was the singer was so obviously passionate about that. And so, and then I like, you know, I spent a lot of time in Wikipedia, like, and just sort of like rabbit holing about, you know, romanticism and what the song was about as I listened to this song over and over again. Yeah, my favorite song.
I think maybe if anything, like I'm coming away realizing like I'm just not deep enough. Like I was getting lost in the images and the song is operating at this deep level of Heinrich longing blue that I just don't have access to in my mind or something. But I'll spend some more time with it with all of the songs before the rankings go in. And I hope that there are a few that reveal themselves on second and third and fourth and fifth listens.